98.1 KZE. Please welcome back to the studio. Her new album, Tides and Rain, is out now, and I love what I've heard so far. It's The Bell Curves.
Everything I know is on the edge of nothing at all, and I can barely keep up with it. All these curtain calls, I keep grinding down my teeth. It's my RM protocol, 'cause everything I know is on the brink of nothing at all.
KZE. That's Delaney Hafner in the studio, a.k.a. The Bell Curves. The new album, Tides and Rain, is out now. Welcome back to KZE.
Thank you. It's like coming home.
It's always good to see you. I have to address one thing first, which is that I was under the impression that you were letting your hair grow back out to brown. I was told.
No, I was lying. I think when I... So, yeah, it's funny that you reference that, because I was thinking about that the other day. But I think when I wrote the song, I was thinking about it.
You were thinking about it.
And when I get lazy and like over the winter and stuff, I definitely am not as committed.
But, yeah, because you have a beautiful trademark red.
Thank you.
Have you ever done any other colors, or have you always been a red girl?
When I first started dyeing my hair when I was like 12 or 13, I was blonde, like bleach, ridiculous bottle blonde. Mm-hmm. But then I think when I was like 15 or 16, my mom and I started doing my hair red. And I don't know, now it just feels like part of me.
It looks correct.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. When my hair does, when it washes out or grows out, I start to feel weird. I'm like, okay, I don't yeah. this is not working for me.
But I did. I liked the lyric, and I was when I heard it for the first time, I was like, "Oh, she's letting her hair go back to brown. That'll be interesting to see." And I always enjoy when artists have those kind of like self-referential, real life Easter eggs in there.
Yeah,
where you're like, I don't know, just like a little glimpse behind the scene of the songwriting.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that resonates with you, because I feel like that I do a lot of that in my mm-hmm. songs, because so much of it is just kind of like personal processing,
autobiographical.
Yeah, exactly. Just yeah. kind of like. Working stuff out.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me where you're at with this record, Tides and Rain. I've loved the songs that I've been playing. We've been playing Cherry Shame and Come Back Around and Rainy Day Rider.
Oh, thank you.
And it's really strong songwriting. It's really strong musically. It feels, you know, super, super full. Where were you at when you wrote it, and how do you feel about it?
I feel great about it. It feels like the music that I've been trying to make
yeah.
my whole life, basically.
Hell yeah.
And I still like it, which is always a good sign, because mm-hmm. a lot of times when you get to the point of releasing music, you're like, okay, I'm tired of these songs. I don't ever want to listen to these songs again.
Right.
But that's not really how I feel. Like when I happen to listen to them, I still like it.
Good.
So that's
good,
cool.
Good.
Most of them were written over the last couple of years. I guess all of them. There aren't really any old ones on there. A lot happened over the last 2 years. I moved up from Long Island 2 years ago, and just a whole lot of like personal life stuff happened, kind of as a result. Also, just I think because when you start to change one thing, it's sort of a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a lot of that. Also, like a little romantic fling that happened definitely was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we recorded it mostly up. Well, yeah, primarily up in Troy and Watervliet, up by Albany.
Nice. So, yeah. And you have a bandmate now. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. My partner, Jeff, is here. He's waving at the microphone. he started playing with us. Actually, the show that was the reason I came here last time, we played with Weeds in Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was your first show with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that show? I love the Weeds.
Yeah, it was a fun night. Yeah, in Park Theater in Hudson.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful.
Those guys are a good
yeah.
time.
Yeah, it was really fun.
You're playing in Kingston tonight, right?
Yes.
At the old Ye Olde Night Swim?
Yes, which I'm excited for. We played there also last summer in June, and it's such a cool spot.
Did you ever play there when it was the Anchor?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Yeah, because I haven't seen a show there since it's been Night Swim, and I've been to Night Swim, but I have not yet seen a show there, and the Anchor had much more of like a dedicated stage, and I'm curious how shows are working there. Did they put you up on the stage, or
is
it
like... Yeah, there's like sort of like booths now, but it is still kind of functioning as a stage. But we were there just a couple months ago. We were in Kingston for something else and just kind of ended up chatting with the bartender. And they're super supportive and excited to be getting shows happening there. So
awesome.
Yeah, we're playing with Lily Desmond and Your Favorite Person. So we're going to be opening just kind of as this duo thing that you're hearing now.
Nice. Your Favorite Person is a really good band name.
Yeah.
/artist name.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with their music yet.
I thought you were like saying my favorite person, and I was waiting to hear who it was going
to
be.
I was just trying to entice you to go. Yeah. Yeah, literally.
The Bell Curves, my guest in the studio today. New album, Tides and Rain, is available now. And I would love another song if you got one.
Yeah, let's do Rainy Day Rider, if I can just get the frets right here. To hide the
98.1 KZE. That's the Bell Curbs in the studio. Live music brought to you by Hudson Paws and the Lemon Squeeze. I love this this album cover.
Thank you.
You look like such a little scamp.
Thank you. There are some very scampy songs on there, so it kind of made sense. Yeah, I did a shoot with my friend Debbie Gustafson, who's a photographer up around Albany, 518 area.
Yeah, this is a good choice. I like the red background, and kind of there's some like red elements and like this cute like mother-child picture in the background.
Yeah, we just did it in a vintage store in downtown Troy.
Oh, nice. And did they know the shoot was happening?
Yes. Yeah, we checked ahead of time. Yeah.
No stolen shots on this
one.
Yeah,
yeah. It's funny, though, because it kind of reminds me of the classic Townes Van Zandt cover. Forget the name of the album. You know the one I'm talking about, where he's sitting like at he's sitting at the table in his kitchen. And I have a song called Townes Van Zandt Karaoke.
I noticed that.
Which maybe we should do that one as our third choice.
Yeah,
since we're talking about it. But it just was kind of a funny coincidence, and then that ended up being one of my favorite photos from the shoot. So,
yeah, that worked out.
Yeah.
Once again, you can see the Bell Curbs tonight in duo form at Night Swim in Kingston. And do you still have a full band?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we. Part of the sort of personal changes I was talking about before was lineup changes that have happened, partly from me moving and my bandmates moving and just a lot of stuff. And so the last year or so was a lot of, kind of, I want to say auditioning, because like I barely have any money to pay anyone, but you know, it's kind of testing the waters.
Sure.
And like seeing if we vibed with new players. So we have a pretty consistent lineup now, which is such a relief. It's so nice to just have like a really consistent band and start to gel with each other. The live band right now is Dylan Travis and Sabrina Trueheart, the two of us. And sometimes Evan Murray, who co-produced the album with me.
Nice. Any plans to take it on tour this summer? Any shows lined up?
We have a lot of shows lined up. We don't really have any like official touring lined up at the moment. Maybe in the fall. But we're kind of playing all over the region anyway. So it's like not technically a tour because like we're going to be sleeping at home. But it's a lot.
Honestly,
that's
ideal.
It's kind of the way to go. And like being up in like the capital region is so nice because like it's so easy to get to so many different places.
Yeah.
We kind of don't need to go on tour. Like, it can be fun.
Yeah.
But it also costs so much money and it's so difficult.
It's expensive and hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's necessarily worth it when, like, you know, we can come down to Hudson Valley. We can go down to the city. We can go out to, like, Oneonta and Binghamton.
Yeah.
All with like one overnight and still do like four dates in a row.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I guess it depends on what the goal is. Like, I imagine if you got an opportunity to like open for a great band, you'd sure, let's go.
For sure.
But it's like,
but as far as like me just answering emails and trying to like set up shows alone, I'm not going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Like, to try to set up a whole tour that way is like not really in the cards.
Yeah, understandable.
Because the goal is to make this like sustainable.
Totally. And I mean, I think the way to grow your base and grow fans is so much just like playing out in your region and
trying to go back to the same places.
Yes.
And it's like, it'd be cool. Like, I have friends out in like the Midwest and stuff, or like down south, but like, what is the point of playing in Minneapolis once a year?
Yeah.
We could play in Syracuse four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the
and get
division.
A lot of hometown love.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, yeah.
And again, it's sustainable in all the ways.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, if Rat Boys wants us to open for them, we'll be there. You know, Slaughter Beach Dog, if you're hearing this, please, I want to open for you.
Okay. These are strong and interesting choices.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's just because we listened to them on the ride down here earlier.
Yeah.
They're just top of mind right
now.
Oh,
God, I know. I can never. People, like, put me on the spot for, like, anything. And I just, the first thing that I was thinking of earlier is what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about that, too, because I did another brief radio interview with one of the stations up by us. And they asked what my influences were, and my brain just went completely blank, and I said, Bob Dylan. I was like, what am I talking? Like, okay. Yeah, Bob Dylan and the Beatles. Like, stop.
Sure.
Come on.
I mean, those are two safe options.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is a little influenced by Bob Dylan and the Beatles.
Ice cream, you know? Like, jeez. Pasta with butter on it.
Could have at least said Townes Van Zandt.
Yeah,
he's mentioned on the record.
No, that did not come out of my mouth. It's very silly.
So who are your influences?
Oh, no. Well, I already have two options, Bat Boys and Slaughter Beach Dog.
There you go.
I think are pretty safe, solid
ones.
Okay,
we'll get this clip in front of them and see if the magic can happen.
Yes, I'm just going to tag them on Instagram, ad nauseum.
Cool. It's the Bell Curves live in studio. You guys have time for one more for us?
Yeah, let me just check my tuning here.
98.1 KZE, by the way, live music brought to you by Hudson Paws and the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz.
You took me outside and brought me right back in.
KZE. It's the Bell Curves live in studio. You can see them tonight at Night Swim in Kingston. And check out the new album out now, Tides and Rain. What's the best way to get one's hands on this record? Is it on Bandcamp? Can we pay you for it?
Yes, all of the above.
Awesome.
Bandcamp. I also have a regular online store. So I think you might be able to get to it from Spotify. I haven't actually tested it yet, but also I'm not trying to tell people to go to Spotify.
I know. I try to steer towards Bandcamp.
So yeah, Bandcamp is where it's at.
Yeah. And what is your social media?
I'm on Instagram. I am technically on Facebook, less active, and I'm trying to push the Substack.
Substack, okay, cool.
Yeah, so if you look up my name or the band name.
Yeah. Do you write on there?
I basically use it as like a newsletter thing, and then it posts the newsletters as articles. And I'm bad at keeping it up, so I'm trying to put pressure on myself by telling people to go find me there, because then I'm like, I have to actually put stuff there.
Yeah. That would be cool if we could get back to more of like a blog model.
I just think Substack is the future.
It's wholesome.
Yeah, and it's, like, really cool to be able to, like, I connected my domain to it, so, like, it's really cool to be able to send a newsletter and, like, have direct contact with people and also have the discoverability of, like, the other social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool that they have this sort of, like, public media model where it's, like, if you can contribute to the content, then you can. But, like, it's aspects of it are available for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's a really cool... cool way to keep this whole thing afloat.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. The bell curves once again on socials and Bandcamp and all the other things we just mentioned.
Yeah.
And tonight at Night Swim. Delaney, thank you so much for coming in. This has been great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, for sure.
We got your community bulletin board and music from Miles Taylor up next on KZE.